Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Yes, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving 2021. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. We expect Chris back and the crew all back together come Monday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And TJ, always a pleasure to hang out with you. And of course, your show is tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow morning, 9 to 11 Pacific Standard Time. Yes, sir. Up on game, baby.
That's right. Up on game. Check it out. TJ and Plaxico Burress and LeVar Arrington. There's the trio. It's a different sounding radio show. You know, it ain't just jocks sitting around talking to each other. You know what I'm saying. Right, TJ? You got a little bit more than that.
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? We're trying to get rid of the narrative, you know, that it's just a jock. You don't know you're a receiver. You don't know the game. Like, I know the game like a quarterback. I just look like this.
Exactly. And you know other sports, right? I mean, you follow it. You keep up with it. It ain't like it's.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of sport. That's all I watch at home. I don't watch anything else. Every right. sport that's on and whatever my wife forces me to watch late at night once the sports go off.
Right. Then you'll watch that.
Of course.
College football is a huge game in the Big Ten tomorrow. It's always a big game, right, TJ? I mean, it don't matter what college you went to. You know that Michigan and Ohio State's a big football game. It is a big game. There's no doubt about it. And it's also big for Jim Harbaugh. I know Michigan is the underdog playing at home against Ohio State. We saw what Ohio State just did to Michigan State. How embarrassing was that, TJ?
Whew. Ohio State the real deal, but Michigan, yeah, it was
What was the score in that game? 95-3? I can't remember.
That's what it felt like.
It felt like I was like, what is this? Right?
That game, it was – Ohio State, though, man, they're a powerhouse. They – no weaknesses. Michigan State, they've had a great season, but they were going up against a team that was – they're just better. And – tomorrow's game might expect something similar.
Jim Harbaugh came to Michigan to get them back, not only to get their program back on track, which had gotten off track, but also to give them a chance to win a national championship. Am I right? They paid him like that as well. TJ, he was one of the top four highest paid coaches in college football. And the other three guys all had won a national championship. And he was in that group. The only guy who hadn't won one was Jim Harbaugh. And people have made excuses for Jim Harbaugh. Oh, they won 10 games. They're 10-1. That's not good enough. No, it ain't good enough. Not when you don't beat your rivals. And they've lost to Michigan State the last 2 years. And they've lost to Ohio State 5 times with Jim Harbaugh. If they lose tomorrow, it'll be 6. They'll be 0-6 against Ohio State. And we know Jim Harbaugh, after last year, which was a disaster, took a pay cut to come back, right? More incentive-based and all kinds of stuff. And now if they ever want to fire him, the buyout is not nearly as big as it was. And it lowers every year, TJ, going forward. So he had little leverage. Nobody wanted him in the NFL. There were plenty of jobs open. This guy went to 3 straight NFC championship games and went to a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
But nobody wanted him. Okay, so now here we are, Michigan, Ohio State. They're not favored to win. The game is at the Big House. Does that help him that nobody expects him to win and they're not going to be mad if he loses? Or does he have to win, TJ?
I'll be honest with you, Rob. I wouldn't say it's impossible. Man, they're running uphill to try to win this game.
So maybe improbable? Is that what it is? It's improbable, not impossible?
Ohio State, they're not running downhill, but they're not running uphill. Ohio State has better players. Like, you can – it's a rivalry game, and it's this and it's that, and Harbaugh's not winning it. When you have the players that Ohio State have, you're not losing. It's just that simple. Michigan doesn't have the players that Ohio State has. I mean, the receivers, the backups at Ohio State would start at Michigan. And Michigan, I don't even know this kid's name, but I've watched quite a few of their games. Number one for Michigan can play. Ohio State's backup would be the starting quarterback at Michigan. Like, Michigan has a good team. They're not beating Ohio State because they don't have better players. Ohio State has better players.
But here's the other part, and I get that. But if you don't beat your rivals, right? I mean, if there's anybody else other than Jim Harbaugh, who is a hero and a quarterback, who played for Bo Schembechler, their legendary coach, and all that, anybody else, TJ, would have been run out of Ann Arbor.
But they got to be realistic. People have to understand that it's Ohio State just gets the best players. Like, you go to last year's NFL draft. How many players from Michigan were selected in the first round?
Good question. I don't know.
All I can think of is Quiddy Pay. And then conversely, you look at how many players from Ohio State were selected in the first round. And don't even go, let's go first and second round. It's a different ball game, man.
Okay, let me ask you this then. How come Michigan State, they both played each other, Michigan, right, and Michigan State. They were both undefeated. First time they had been ranked in the top 10 together since Moby Dick was a Guppy. Michigan was dominating the game in the second half until the second half, and then Michigan State won. So not only does he not beat Ohio State, he's now – Mel Tucker came to Michigan State, first game went to the Big House and beat Jim Harbaugh, and then in the biggest game those two teams have played in 50 years, he wins that game and just got a $95 million contract.
I mean,
what does that say? It ain't just – Ohio State, he couldn't beat Michigan State.
Michigan should have won that game. I will. Michigan should be undefeated heading into this contest. They're not, but they should be. They should have beaten Michigan State. And, you know, Harbaugh made a big deal about the officials in that game because I watched that game. I remember they should have won that game, regardless of the – they should have won that game. But this game here – C.J. Stroud would have to throw 3-4 interceptions. Travion Henderson would have to fumble the ball. Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Chris Olave and those boys would have to decide they just don't want to show up and play. That's how I see that game. It's they are outmatched. Athletes, they can't compete with the athletes that Ohio State
has. So why can't Jim Harbaugh recruit the top athletes? I mean, you know Michigan. You know the 105,000 every Saturday, the facilities, some of the players who have played at Michigan. I mean, it ain't like you got to twist people's arms. They got a lot of guys who made it to the NFL from Michigan. What is the issue? And they're playing for a coach who had success and can get you into the NFL. You don't look at it like that?
You see, and this is where people need to be realistic, because the people that are making these decisions and doing this talking, they're a little older. Things are changing, man. Like, Michigan and all this tradition and history, today's kid doesn't care about the history. They care about what is happening now.
Right.
Right now, Ohio State is putting guys into the NFL at a rate like Alabama, Clemson, LSU, Georgia. Michigan isn't doing that. And so these kids don't want to go to Michigan because they see these kids from other schools like Ohio State getting drafted early. Every position, Michigan, you can't say. They're trying to buck the trend. They signed J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback. He was a top recruit in the country, but they need more kids like him in order to, okay, he gets drafted high. Now you start to see guys from Michigan drafted high, they'll start to get those recruits. Until then, they're not going to get them. And that's why kids go to Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, LSU, Georgia.
Okay, so let me ask you. If they get their butts kicked like it possibly can be, I think they can lose by 2 touchdowns, right? This game is at Michigan.
No, they'll lose by more than 2 touchdowns.
You think more than two? Wow.
Yeah.
So you got them, what?
Ohio State going to win by 20
points?
Easy. Like, Ohio State is a powerhouse, man. Those receivers they have are very similar to what Alabama had when they had Smith, Waddle, Jerry Jeudy, and all those boys.
Okay.
They got talent.
So there are some people who are in the Harbaugh camp who said, hey, they won 10 games. They've won one national championship in a gazillion years. They're maybe overrated as a program. This Jim Harbaugh's done a good job to get them to 10 wins. That
Very
should be
true.
Good enough
yep.
for people. I mean, that's what
yep.
some people are saying and trying to sell you. But
that's
they didn't
truth.
Pay him like that, though. They paid him to try to get in the college football playoff. How could Michigan not think they want to be there with a coach like Jim Harbaugh, who had all the success, a lot of success in the NFL? I think it's a cop-out. I think people are making excuses. I don't believe that they feel – how can you feel good about your school going 0-6 against your rival?
Hey, you got to be real. You got to be realistic. Like, you step in the ring with Canelo, you're losing. You step in the ring with Terrence Crawford, you're probably going
to
lose.
So you mean to tell me Michigan cannot beat Ohio State ever? I mean,
not,
I thought
hey,
when
no,
Urban
no, no,
Meyer
no.
left, when Urban Meyer left, everybody said, oh, here it is for Jim Harbaugh. It's going to open up. And Ryan Day showed up and continued beating the drum.
Yeah, because Ryan Day continues to get players that come. They got the Bosa boys. They got Chase. Like, they getting guys. Like, they get dudes that can play their corners drafted in the first round.
Okay, so.
D lineman drafted in the first round. Offensive lineman drafted in the first or second round.
Michigan
isn't getting those dudes.
Michigan loses, like you say, by 20 or more points. What do you make? What do you say about Jim Harbaugh? This is who he is. This is what the program is, and you just have to accept it, that they're never going to be better. They're not going to beat Ohio State. They're never going to be in the college playoff. Is that where we're headed if they lose by 20 points or more?
Michigan will beat Ohio State every blue moon. When you have
so
a
there
better
been a
team,
blue moon in 6 months, 6 years,
not 6 years, and it's gonna be 7 now.
This will be 6. They're 0-5.
So this will be 6. Next year will be 7. The following year will be 8. You gotta understand kids of today, social media. They'll go to Michigan. I watch Michigan because there's a kid from Southern California that I started working with his senior year in high school. He's at Michigan. And so I watch it. And over COVID, CJ Stroud trained with us for 6 months. And so I follow these teams. I'm very aware of these teams and their schools and their program. Ohio State just got better players, man. And so the media needs, Harbaugh needs to beat Ohio State. Harbaugh ain't beating Ohio State.
Haven't beaten Ohio State since 2012.
If Harbaugh had Ryan Day's players, he would win.
All right.
If he had Ryan Day's players, he would win. These are unrealistic expectations to expect Michigan to beat Ohio State. Floyd Mayweather ain't beating Mike Tyson.
Okay. Well, here's the question. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are we at the point where you're not expecting anything from Michigan? Is Michigan just an also-ran college football program? I consider them...
Hey,
right.
Rob, you know what's crazy? When you look, I just pulled up some stats, right? Look at CJ Stroud has almost as many completions as Cade McNamara has attempts.
Wow.
Philosophy is so different. So that lets you know Harbaugh don't believe they got those horses on. Dude, Cade McNamara has 265 attempts. CJ Stroud has 246 completions.
Unbelievable. Well, I mean, is Michigan the most overrated program in college football history? anybody think they can pull off the upset, beat Ohio State? And where does Jim Harbaugh go from here with another loss and potentially being 0-6 against Michigan's biggest rival, Ohio State? We want to hear from you. The big game is tomorrow, 877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Yes, Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, 877-99 on Fox. Don't forget, coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to talk with Lamar Mitchell from the MGM Grand, the director of race and sports. We'll talk about the betting odds coming up for this weekend's football game. But we're talking about Michigan and Ohio State. The big game is tomorrow. TJ thinks Ohio State is loaded and will win by more than 20. I think this is going to be an embarrassment for Jim Harbaugh, who will fall to 0-6 against Michigan's rival, Ohio State. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Let's kick it off with Chris in California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
It's Kurt.
Oh, Kurt. Okay, sorry, buddy. What you got?
Hey, Mr. Parker and Hoosh, I just wanted to make a comment
sure.
to Hoosh. You know, I'm sure you guys have heard the cliche that it's not always the biggest dog in the fight. It's the fight in the dog. And I know that they got beat by Michigan State, and it happened to them last year.
Right.
And a lot of times football players, and I've played a little football,
okay.
When you're winning a game going into the third quarter, you know you're going to play Ohio State the next week, and all of a sudden Michigan State takes the lead, the air comes out of the balloon, and so you can't get up to Ohio State. I think this year, with those two edge rushers, in my opinion, I think Michigan State's going to win this game handily.
You mean Michigan?
Michigan. They're going to win handily.
Hey, wow. Kirk, where are you from?
He's from California. From
California.
Where at? Where in California?
San Clemente.
We close enough. They win this game and dinner on me, bro.
Wow.
That's not happening.
Hey, Hoosh, I'll call you back when you're with LeVar and
Plaxico.
Right, okay.
All right, we got that. I mean, Hoosh ain't trying to hear that at all. He said, where you at in California? Want to bet dinner on that?
Nah, I ain't even going to bet him dinner because he not going to win that bet. Like,
right. He's got to pay if they win, right? I understand.
Dude, it's almost – I get it. Like, I like the Harbaughs. Like, I played with John.
Well, that's from a coaching family, right? Their dad was a coach, and then John Harbaugh, right?
He knows it, man. He's going to play. We're going to run the ball. If they can have some success running the ball, because I do like their backs, they have a chance, just a chance. Because now they can bleed the clock. They can limit Ohio State's possessions and force Ohio State to have to be perfect. If they are unable to run the ball efficiently, they are going to get destroyed. They better be able to run the ball.
877-99 on Fox if you want to get in on this. Chad in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Chad?
Hey, what's up, OG? What's up, TJ? Hey. No disrespect to the last caller, but I think he might have been drinking or something. Michigan can't stop Chris Olave. They can't stop Jackson Smith and Jigma. Can't stop my main man,
CJ
Stroud. Can't stop Garrett Wilson. I just don't see it happening. He said so arrogantly that they're going to beat him handily.
Right.
That's just a pipe dream. Stop it. Okay. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, OG.
You too,
man.
Chad.
TJ, y'all be safe.
You too, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 877 99 on Fox. We want to squeeze in another one or so. This is your opportunity. We do have Julian in California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Julian?
Hey, happy day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, back at you.
I'm a West Coast UCLA guy. Thank you. But I have to tell you one thing. I am more interested in Michigan and Ohio State now more than ever. And it's because the way it plays out. Harbaugh has been trying to get over this curse, and I am so curious. I love college football anyway, but let me tell you something. We have been watching Harbaugh trying to get over the Ohio State curse, and it's just increased the interest in what happens. It really does.
No, I get it, because people are looking at this going, they can't beat their rival. They've been beat like a drum. Michigan State's now beating them with regularity. And Harbaugh was supposed to be the great fixer. He's supposed to come in. They paid him all this money, lured him away from his gig in the NFL. Not that things were going great in San Francisco, but he had, right? TJ could have gotten another job in the NFL. He decided to come back to his alma mater. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Going to Michigan. And he truly believes and believed, I can do this. I can get Michigan where we were when I was a quarterback.
Right.
But it starts with the players. Coaching goes a long way. But if you don't have the horses, it's only so much you can do.
No doubt. All right. Coming up next, Lamar Mitchell from the MGM Grand. The director of Race and Sports, and yes, we're going to be talking about betting lines and some of the scenarios and games coming up this weekend. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard on this Funky Flashback Friday. And at this time, every Friday, it's our man, Lamar Mitchell. You don't have our money? I mean, our music? Okay, no music. We don't have that. But anyway, it's Lamar Mitchell from the MGM Grand. He is the director of Race and Sports. Lamar, say hello to TJ Houshmandzadeh, and what's happening?
What's up, TJ? Hey, Rob, how you guys doing tonight?
What up, Lamar?
Doing good, my man, doing good. You sound good. You feeling better?
I feel much better, thank you.
Yes, all right. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we're going to jump on this. The first game, let's do the college game. Ohio State at Michigan. Ohio State -7 in that game. Where's the action? I mean, TJ is expecting Ohio State to win by 20. So are people piling up the money on Ohio State, especially since Jim Harbaugh hasn't beaten them and he's 0-5?
Yeah, well, TJ, you might be on the right track. I see it the same way. But the money's split pretty good right now. But ticket count is all Ohio State. It's a big rivalry game. And even the staunchest Buckeye fans, they're like, it's going to be close, but I don't see how it's going to be happening. But like I say, the money's close. The money's close, but the tickets are Buckeyes.
How do you – let's fast forward to after championship weekend, the conference championship. Top four teams in the college football playoff, who do you see that being?
Ooh, well, definitely, you know, I think Georgia's going to be there no matter what. And I think Ohio State's going to be there. After that, it's a crapshoot, in my opinion. I'm not really sure what's going to happen with Cincinnati. You know, they're a little guy, and somebody could pass them up and push them out. You know, let's say Bama loses to Georgia. Bama's probably – they still might get in because they're Bama. So the last two spots are a toss-up for me.
All right. We got a couple more games to go through. What about Alabama at Auburn? Alabama -20.5. Where's the money going?
Always Bama. Bama's just like Bama's like KC, Rob. Everyone still bets on Bama no matter what.
Even though KC doesn't win them any money, they just keep betting them.
Exactly. All Bama.
Unbelievable. Oklahoma at Oklahoma State.
That's a good one.
Oklahoma State -4.5. What about that? Where's the money going?
there's not a lot of interest in that one so far. We'll expect to see a little bit more action tomorrow. You know, everybody's been in town for this Gonzaga basketball game tonight, so believe it or not. So everyone will be betting the basketball for tomorrow, like outside of the two big games for tomorrow that you just mentioned.
TJ, you got the cheat. Ask him about some NFL law.
No, I got one more. You went over a big game that nobody's talking about. Oregon and Oregon State, baby.
Okay, what'd you get? What's the line there?
Civil War. Well, you know, of course, TJ knows that's going to be a closely contested game due to the fact that, you know, he's got to root for his alma mater. But right now, that's also a split game, and although it's kind of the same realm as the Oklahoma State game, not a lot of action on it right now, but, you know, we'll get more action on it tomorrow.
All right, our guest is Lamar Mitchell from the MGM Grand, the director of race and sports. And let me ask you some NFL. The Packers started out as the favorite in this game at home, and now the Rams are a one-point favorite. Packers getting a point. Where's the action going on this one? We know the Rams have had two bad games, but they're coming off a bye, and the Packers have been nicked up, and no one's sure about Aaron Rodgers' toe. Pinky toe, although he played very well in Minnesota. So where's the money going?
The money is actually 2-1 on the Rams. The sharps are on the Rams, you will believe. But the ticket count is even, and that's mainly because the public has always been a Packers. So even though the Rams are, you know, the money's going that way, and it looks like that's the way the side's going to be come Sunday, public is still on the Packers, and they'll always bet the Packers. But it's pretty close right now as far as ticket count.
The Sunday night game, have people gotten fed up with Baker Mayfield, or are they undecided between the Browns and the Baltimore Ravens?
No, actually, money right now is even, so we don't have a lot of interest in that one right now, but ticket count is 2-1 on the Ravens. But typically what we have seen, the Browns and Baker Mayfield, the last couple weeks, the public hasn't been on their side lately. Even in the game against Detroit, they were on the Lions side. So, yeah, I mean, but for this sake, tomorrow or Sunday night's game, it's definitely 2-1 ticket count in the favor of the Ravens here.
And you just brought up, I want to get to, before we get to the last game, Thanksgiving, we had all three home teams lose, right? Where was it? Did people bet Cowboys? Did people bet Lions? And did people bet Buffalo in New Orleans? Where was the money going on those two games?
Well, actually, we had a bonanza yesterday with those games. But yeah, people did bet the Cowboys. They teased the Cowboys, money line on the Cowboys. They had the Lions. You know, obviously the Bears come back and win that, and everybody had the Bills. So it was a good decision for us on those three games yesterday.
Yeah. All right. And then we got the Titans at the Patriots. Patriots -7 hosting the Titans. Where's the money going? Everybody bought into the Patriots and Mac Jones and Bill Belichick's a genius again?
You better believe it. Sharps are all over the Patriots. The public's all over the Patriots. Ticket count's about 3-1 on the Patriots.
Wow.
The money's about 5-1 on the Patriots. So they're not giving Tannehill and the Titans any chance, especially with this depleted receiving core. TJ, you might have to get out there and catch some passes for him.
Man, I just seen A.J. Brown is out. You never know.
Yep.
Is there any one more game, TJ, you're interested in or – That was the other one we had.
I mean, outside of that, like the Monday night game with Seattle and Washington, if they could flex Monday night games, I'm sure that would be flexed up out of there.
Yeah.
Extremely quick. There's really.
Are there any other games out there where you're seeing heavy action? I guess Lamar.
Yeah, definitely. Bucks at the Colts. You know your favorite.
That
team
is a 12. Good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are they betting money in that game? The Colts have played well. They got a good defense.
Yeah, the sharps are taking the Colts,
wow.
But the public is all over the Bucks, and the ticket count is all it's about 3-2 in favor of the Bucks. But that's a great game right there, considering how the Colts have played. And you know, this is going to be a tough game for TB12 on the road.
That's really interesting, the way the Bucks stop the run, and that's the Colts' bread and butter. Interesting.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But the Colts have turned it around, and Carson Wentz quietly, not fantastic numbers, but steady, Not a lot of turnovers after the early, you know, part. He's played much better. The team is – I picked the Colts to win that division before the season started. So I'm feeling –
they got some ground to make up. Got some ground to make up.
I know, but I'm still feeling like they're in the mix there. A lot of people didn't even pick them to make the playoffs. All right, his name is Lamar Mitchell, my man at the MGM Grand, the director of race and sports. Hope you're having a great holiday and the weekend coming up and – Black Friday. What are they doing in Vegas? I mean, people are shopping, or there's no Black Friday bonuses in the gambling game, right?
Not in the gambling, but they're out shopping, though. They're out shopping.
No doubt about it. All right, Lamar, thank you. Appreciate you
so
much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep, always. All right, coming up next here on The Odd Couple, it's our NFL Pigskin Pickoff. TJ talks a big NFL game, but can he pick NFL games? We will find out next. Rob Parker here, TJ Houshmandzadeh there. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay. Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a funky flashback Friday, Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. Thanks for hanging out with us for the past almost 3 hours. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. We expect Chris and the crew back on Monday. We appreciate the guys, Bo as our producer filling in, Iowa Sam, our engineer, and, of course, Steve DeSager on the updates. And, TJ, before we get into the Pigskin Pickoff real quick, do you have a favorite Christmas song, something you listen and you always love to hear it?
Nah, I really don't. I don't have a favorite Christmas song at all. I don't. I just give me some good music, and I'll vibe out to it. But, a favorite song,
You know what's funny is my favorite Christmas song doesn't mention Christmas or anything at all in it. Is that weird?
How is it a Christmas song?
I know. They only play it during Christmas time, and it's Baby, It's Cold Outside. Iowa Sam, you know what the Dean Martin version? Do you know this song?
Of course, yeah.
TJ? Sam?
Yes, yeah, of course.
You know that song, right?
Let me hear it,
Can you pull it up real quick?
I'll look for it real quick.
Find it. Okay. But TJ... It's a guy trying to convince a woman to, it's snowing outside, to stay and have another drink with him. It's kind of like the wolf and the lamb, you know, like he's trying to talk her into staying and not leaving. And it's Baby, It's Cold Outside, and it doesn't. You know this song? Have you heard it, TJ?
I've never heard it. Never.
Wow, what? Baby, It's Cold never. Outside. Dean Martin's version. A lot of people have sang it, but Dean Martin, that's his version.
Rob, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Wasn't this song, like, isn't it currently canceled or controversial because there's like some kind of old-timey cultural norms that are no longer acceptable?
There was something about it, but like they were saying, TJ, like he's forcing her to stay, and I'm like, come on, man, it's just he's asking her not to go home because it's cold and snowy out. All right, anyway, you know it's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
All right, TJ, let's go. I'm going to start with you. Steelers at Bengals, Cincinnati, -3.5. Who you got?
Who they? The Cincinnati
Homer.
Bengals.
Sweet. Homer.
Nah. You going with the Bengals, too.
I am.
Yeah. They sweeping the Steelers, man. The Steelers ain't – they're not the same type of football team that I played against.
Right.
They're
every shelling
team
themselves.
They it's just the Steelers' time to be down, and while they're down, you got to get them.
All right, Titans at the Patriots. We just heard from Lamar. He said everybody's betting on the Pats, -7. The Titans haven't looked great.
You know, if the Titans had their receivers playing, I would actually pick the Tennessee Titans because the Patriots play a ton of man-to-man. With that being said, they don't have those receivers. I'm going with the Patriots.
All right, I think I'm with you. I wanted to pick the Titans, but there's too many people out for me to make a real bet on them and think they're going to shock the Patriots up in Foxborough. Giants. Eagles at the Giants. Eagles -3.5.
Oh, I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason Garrett's gone. Maybe a good
all
or a bad
the favorites.
Thing.
Right?
Let's see if Freddie Kitchens can recapture that magic that he had with Baker when they fired Hugh Jackson.
Right.
I say no. I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles. They're playing good football right now.
You know what? I'm going to take the Giants to cover. I'll take the 3.5. For whatever reason, the Giants, I know they got blown out by Tampa Bay, but for a lot of the season, TJ, they've played close, and it's a division rival. So sometimes, you know, it pulls something out of you. Am I right?
Yeah, you're very right. But when you get towards the end of the season, once you, you've lost so many games, as soon as they get down, it's like, oh, here we go again.
Okay. Chargers at the Broncos. The Chargers -2.5. Where are you on this?
This here is a tough game because they're playing in Denver. Vic Fangio, they trade Von Miller. They go get a big win in Dallas. The Chargers need this game. I believe they're a playoff team, and they'll show it this Sunday. I'm taking the Chargers.
I'm with you. If the Chargers don't win this game, then I all that stuff and some of the wins they had this year, to me, will go out the window. I know it's a road game. I know it's the Broncos. I'm with you. The Chargers need to win this. And the Vikings beat up on the injured and beat up Packers, but they won the game. And now they're on the road to play San Francisco, and they're underdogs to the 49ers. 49ers -3 on this game. What do you got, Vikings or 49ers?
This here is like a pick'em game almost when you look at the teams and how they play. The 49ers offensively, Mike Zimmer defensively with the Minnesota Vikings are going to play a lot of man-to-man, stop-the-run type defense. The situation with Everson Griffin, will it affect the Vikings? I say no. I'll take the Vikings and Mike Zimmer.
I'm going to take the 49ers, giving up the 3. Vikings, they, you know, even at home playing the Packers, it wasn't easy, but they did get the win. Going on the road to play the 49ers. I'm going to take the 49ers in that. I think they need that. They need that win. Hey, how about – hey, Bo, oh, you need a mic? Is Bo there?
Yeah. What's
Bo,
up?
Bo, who you like? You got any one favorite of any of these games you like?
I think the Bengals. I like the Bengals. I think they're kind of underrated. And
because of that jet, that loss to the Jets really made people sour on them.
Yeah, but they're still good. I mean, Burrow and Chase is already, I think, a top like 10 connection in football.
Right.
So I think they, and I don't like the Steelers at all. I don't think the Steelers are any good.
I don't either. What do they do, TJ, with the Steelers? I mean, you gotta walk away from Ben. I mean, they need to do something. They probably kept him 1 year too long, don't you think?
They got to figure out who the quarterback's going to be. They got to figure out if they're going to resign
Juju. Do
they
not like Haskins or what? I mean, he's there.
I believe Haskins, if he shows them that they can count on him, he would be their quarterback moving forward. If they draft the quarterback, he's basically shown them this season that he can't be that guy. And so that's how I look at it. If they draft one, right, Haskins didn't give a good impression. And if they don't, they're going to roll with Dwayne Haskins.
They might think so, yeah. All right.
Correct.
All right, TJ, don't forget Up on Game tomorrow, his show tomorrow, 9 to 11 Pacific. Tune into that. Make sure you do that. TJ, man, always a pleasure, man. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Man, just like old times, man.
Always, always. I miss you on the podcast.
Yeah, always have fun when I'm on here with you, man. Always.
No doubt. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks to the crew. And enjoy the holiday
weekend. It's cold outside.
For sure. But and check us out coming up on Monday, the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard will be back with the full crew. And, yes, enjoy this.